Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, people. You got to listen to this now. You got to listen to this. And I'm sorry if, I'm sorry if this bothers you. I really am. And we've had this conversation for so long now. And I do know, I get it. Some of you feel like this is, I don't know, a victory lap for people who are against JK. I don't even like that label. I'm not against Jonathan Kuminga. I simply see this situation a certain way. And my opinion is that the last 72 hours have actually been rock bottom for JK and the Warriors. Because this DNP is built differently than the previous DNPs. Those previous DNPs were high-leveraged situations, playoff games, play-in games, all of that stuff. This time, it was just Sunday in Chicago. And you and I talked about that yesterday, and you seemed to agree. And then after that, listen to these two questions. Dibs, you crushed it yesterday.
Thanks, partner.
Two home runs. Kapler would have benched you in the fifth inning.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Listen to these two questions and what Steve Kerr, how he answers them right in the middle of afternoon drive on 95.7 The Game. So here's the first one, and this is with regard to following up Pat Spencer's appearance on Steiny and Goo when he referred to himself and TJD and some of those other guys as the Stay Ready crew. So take a listen.
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the Stay Ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those Stay Ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph. They're all really fighting for him and in his corner. So the potential is there. But it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world. And so the consistency has to be there for us. And, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
Okay, so there's a second one that we're about to play. Warrior fans would really love to know how these two responses make you feel. Okay? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls throughout this 5 o'clock hour. 888-957-9570. So the first one right there, you asked him, can he be part of the Stay Ready crew? And his answer is kind of like, his ambition, yeah. Basically, his ambitions are a little bit too high for that.
Yeah, his ambitions are to start, play a lot, 25 or 30 minutes, and be featured. And that doesn't really go along with being a Stay Ready guy.
No, and I think that that is a horrible characteristic to have for any athlete. Your coach has a hard time saying that, yes, you'll stay ready in every moment. I think that's a very bad characteristic. And then check this one out. Another question that you asked. And this one is simply about effort and trying and want to. And is that a part of why Jonathan is now not playing? Listen to this back and forth between Dibs and Steve Kerr.
Is it as simple as those little things like the effort and the want to that maybe has been missing from his game of late?
Yeah, for sure. He has not played well lately, and that's why I went away from him, last game, because Guy Santos came in and really made a huge impact both the Philadelphia and Cleveland games. And, the energy and the passing, the connection, all those things that Pat and Guy can provide, that's what our team needs right now. And so, I said this the other night. I mean, it's no different from any other player on the team. It's just that, JK always gets the most attention from you guys.
And we cop to that. There's no question. Jonathan Kuminga is the number one most polarizing situation of 2025 in Bay Area sports.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk won the award last year. He will be on hand at the award show on New Year's Eve to hand it over to Jonathan this year. That's the way it went. So, sure, we're guilty on that, just like everybody is.
We are.
All of you listening, too.
Right, and we got to that spot in the interview, and I was asking him a loaded question that was designed for him to say, no, I wouldn't say it's effort or want to. I just don't think that the combinations and the connectivity and the fit right now, we still love JK and what he can bring to our team, blah, 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 blah. But instead, yeah. Steve, is it the effort? Is it the want to?
And he goes, yeah. And then he says, for sure.
Right.
Yes, for sure. He's not playing well.
He's not playing hard.
That's a direct quote.
He's not playing hard. The want to is not there. And those were my words, which, anytime you ask a question like that, you're looking for the coach to have a chance to not say that that's the case. And this time he's like, that's actually the case.
Yeah.
That was what was shocking. And I looked at Grandy and he looked at me and he's like, I can't believe he answered that like that. And I was thinking, I can't either.
Speaking of Grandy.
Pat is that mother. That became clear.
All right, there it is, okay? There it is. That's the sounder. Boom. Pat Spencer jersey time. Be caller 5, 415-523-4652, and you win. It's that simple. Caller 5 right now, 415-523-4652. Good luck, and if you don't win, remember, one more keyword still coming up this hour for you to try to text in and win the Brown the Town Curry, Butler, and Draymond jerseys later on this hour, okay? 888-957-9570. So to me, this is all kind of like laying in the weeds under the radar. But he gets a DNP on Sunday, and people are still like, oh, we're back here again. No. This is way worse, in my opinion. And this, I'm sorry to say, this is exactly what I was worried about all summer long. We are here. This is what I was worried about, and this is not for me to pile on JK. The point that I actually have today is this is a failure by the Golden State Warriors to correctly assess when was the right time to move on, because I believe that time has now passed. It doesn't mean that they won't. It doesn't mean that they won't get anything in return. It just means that it's not optimal. It's not an optimization sensation. Is what it is, because the Warriors have clearly felt this way for a while, and all summer long, it was wait, and then they do this contract that, let's be honest, feels a little bit like putting a square peg into a round hole, because they wanted to try to maximize the asset, And maximizing the asset probably means doing something 2 years ago.
Well, and I don't think that they, at that point, were ready to, quote, give up on Jonathan Kuminga. And I look at this past summer, and I don't think that that was the time. We went round and round all summer on this idea of the qualifying offer, the sign and trade, what Kuminga wants, who might want him, what's the package. We all kind of ground ourselves into submission over the same thing over and over and over. So I'm going to withhold judgment on the right time or the wrong time based on how this ends, because they might get to the deadline or when they can move him January 15th, and they might still get a nice nifty package back from whoever for Jonathan Kuminga. So we don't know that, and I don't think that the summer was the right time. And if you want to go back a couple years, well, I think that's a little unfair, because before Jimmy Butler came and before Kuminga got hurt, he was playing his best basketball. And they weren't always winning those games, but he was showing you the player that he thinks that he is and that they thought that he could be. So circumstances led in a certain direction. He got hurt. Butler came. He got DNPs and all the rest of it. But I do think that if you go back to last year, it's unfair to say that, you know, the team should have seen this end game, because he was playing well.
Yeah, but first of all, I think you said something key in there. You're still not winning a whole lot of those games. You were winning some, but it's not like it was translating to winning. And secondly, you do have to go back further and remember, like, there was a rebounding issue against the Kings in the playoffs 2-3 years ago. Like, the organization for a long time, whether they're right or wrong, almost is not even my issue right now. Their assessment is that there has been a problem in terms of style of play, and now we're in the space of effort. Now we're really in an offensive space. This is really an offensive space. Like, how would you all feel if, give me a young player for the Giants. How about Bryce Eldridge? You want to know what Steve Kerr just said yesterday? Bryce Eldridge is in the opening day lineup for the Giants, and 3 games in, they send him down to the minors. But it's because he keeps hitting ground balls to second base and then not running to first. Would all of you stand up and be like, you have to give Bryce a chance?
It was a little bit like Doval, I think, when
very good call.
He was closing, and then he was a little bit chaffed that they had him come in games that weren't save situations, and he got lit up, and then he kind of went into a funk, and it's like, he's not the same pitcher he was the year before when he was an all-star. So he got sent out, came back up, pitched well, and then some of those things kind of percolated again, and he got dealt.
Yep.
So I think that's a fair comp.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair comp. So these are, to me, this is, I don't know. I know a lot of people are like, oh, same old story. I think this is different. This is very different than the playoffs last year, in my opinion. And to have Steve Kerr openly agree with you or confirm your question by saying yes, effort, want to, these are problems right now, is a, I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, and I think what you said about the timing of it is what makes it so just kind of head-scratching, because it's not a high-leverage game. It's just a game in December, just another one of these NBA games, and he didn't get to play at all?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Pert in Hayward. We'd love to hear, Warrior fans, how did these responses from Steve Kerr make you feel? He says yesterday, yes, desire, want to, effort have been an issue. And then also hesitated to say that Jonathan Kuminga could be part of the stay ready crew that Pat Spencer has nicknamed the bench players who sometimes don't play. Pert and Hayward, you're first up. Hi, Pert. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just wanted to weigh in on the Kuminga situation. I think we're way past, like, giving this kid a chance. It's and we have to, like, really, you have to trust Steve Kerr. There's so many fans, like, divided. But, like, when you really think about it, when you just put it in plain, you know, terminology, it's like you either you have it or you don't. This is like the NBA. This is like the best basketball players in the world. Like, we're 5 years in with this kid, and his trajectory, his career basically has been, oh, okay, potential. All right, he starts playing well. Oh, my God, he's playing lights out. Boom, he gets injured. He goes out for a while. Oh, okay, then he comes back.
okay, where's my role? What am I doing? He's got to find his game. He still has not found his game. And, like, you look at everybody, like, in the NBA who becomes superstars, right? They have it right away. You see it. The eye test is there. And lately, and, like, every now and then, you see JK, he's just, like, he loses confidence. He loses interest. And it's just like, you know what? Either you got it or you don't. And in this highest level, the it is the mental aspect. And clearly, JK does not have that mental aspect. Maybe, yeah, you have to give him a chance. He's only 22. But for me, I'm out on him. It's like, dude, like, we got to move on, you know? And fans and people who are, like, love to blame Steve Kerr, it's like, what would you do if you were in Steve Kerr's shoes, okay? You've won championships as a player, as a coach, and you know what you know, okay? Jonathan Kuminga, he doesn't know yet what he doesn't know. He thinks he knows that, but I don't know if that's making sense. But if you've been in the league, like, with Steve Kerr, what would you do? You have to go with the guys you trust, the guys who could make a shot, the guys who are just mentally prepared. And, like, people ragging on Pods, and, like, oh, he's not doing it. Pods, he came after JK, you know, and yep. He's still trying to find his game. So that's basically all I got to say. I'm out on JK, and that's nothing like, oh, no offense to him. It's just like, you know what? Again, you either got it or you don't. And in this case, it's like, we got to move on.
Bert, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm not going to remove the possibility of players being kind of late bloomers, especially when you're Jonathan and he doesn't come from that kind of structured college basketball background. So I hear what Pert is saying. I don't think necessarily you can always see it right away. I just had my antennas go up yesterday because the conversation changed from fit to effort.
Yeah.
That to me is a, you know, people want to know what's new in the JK situation. Well, my opinion is that. The conversation that we had with Steve Kerr yesterday, to me, was a conversation changer. And that's the quickest way for me to say it. We've been talking about fit, and now we're talking about effort. And there's no lower thing that you can accuse a player of than lacking effort.
Especially when that was a big talking point throughout the summer. And even last year, we had our exit interview with Steve, and I asked him about, you know, can it fit? Can it work? And he said, yeah, I'd like to think so, but I do, but it was going to be, you know, we need him in camp and we need to work on it and we need to put our heads together and figure out how it can work. And you look at the start of the year and it did work. He was playing with effort
yep.
and force and it was working. And Jimmy had that big article, I think it was Anthony Slater in ESPN, and talking about taking him out to dinner and putting his arm around him and, you know, big brothering him and all the rest of it. And from then to now, it's only been maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks of time since that article. And now we're back to DNPs and talk of effort.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. The number again, the last keyword of the week for the Steph Draymond and Jimmy Butler Brown the Town jerseys is coming up here in just about the next, 10 minutes or so. But we'll keep taking your phone calls for sure. Dave in Fresno is next. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just, you know, with Steve Kerr's comments, I'm like, come on. You know, like, I'm tired of the bashing of JK. I know you guys are not like doing that and piling on. I think the bigger conversation is just the Warriors' mismanagement of these picks of JK, Pods, what's his name?
Wiseman.
Wiseman. You know, to me, that's the bigger issue, in my opinion. I think the mismanagement of JK, you know, we're at this point now, question is effort, because they mismanaged it from day one. And to me, that's the conversation that needs to be had, not where, you know, where we're at now.
Dave, can I interrupt? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Can you tell me the mismanagement part? What did the Warriors? I can get with the idea of, oh, they made a bad pick maybe, but in what way did they mismanage him, in your opinion?
In my opinion, if you bear with me, I'll be as quick as I can. In my opinion, to me, it's similar to the Trey Lance situation with Wiseman, Kuminga, and Trey Lance, where I think they drafted guys who were very raw, and both teams had a timetable, I think, of you know, championship window mode, however you want to describe it. And I think both cases, you know, I think these players were probably not drafted in the right situation where the team was really, you know, in a rush that didn't have time to develop the player, to let the player work through their struggles and, you know, get on the field or court and trying to figure it out. And then you got veterans who are established veterans who are probably not going to sign off on a project. So the head coach has to, you know, kind of balance, do I want to develop the player or I'm trying to win, but he's making mistakes. Like, I don't have time for that. So I think in all these cases with these picks, I think the Warriors find themselves a hard time trying to, you know, work through the growing pains of a player who you drafted who's very raw from a different country, young age. And it's like, you know, you're mad because you bought some oxtails, right? Oxtails take a long time to cook. The Warriors trying to microwave it, and you taste it, and you're mad it don't taste right. Well, if you want to buy oxtails, you got to let it, you got to cook it slow, man.
Yeah, you know, so
food analogies always will work here on Willard and Dibs.
Dave, thanks. So here's the thing, though. I think Dave's got great points.
Yep.
I wouldn't use the word mismanagement. What I would say is that strategically, it's the wrong pick. Not just it's the wrong pick, he's bad player, bad guy, none of that stuff. Like, that's the number one thing I'd love to remove for this conversation. He even said, like, the JK bashing. It just isn't. I don't see it that way. It's not Jonathan Kuminga bashing. It's nothing personal against it. It is a situation where we're looking at a basketball team and one of its high-level picks that are not working out, and we got to figure out why. And if you do want to go back to the beginning and say the Warriors thought that their championship run was done, so they went with a project, and it turns out their run wasn't done, I think that's a very fair criticism. I also don't think that's a very nefarious mistake, though. Like, that's... You know what I mean?
I do think it's one born out of hubris, and I don't know if it's a lake of production, but the whole two timelines thing, which is a mythical ideology,
agreed.
But it reeks of two timelines where you've got a team of veterans and you're thinking, all right, we're going to go young with projects and think that in 3 to 5 years, when our old guys are old, these young guys are going to be ready to pop and flash, and we're going to turn the page into our whole new group.
Yep. I think this is a great point. I really do. Like, that makes a whole lot of sense to me. But when you get to the more modern level of this, when you get to now, when you get to the last 20 months of this story, I don't think the Warriors have mismanaged it. I think that Jonathan Kuminga has not taken advantage of the opportunities that he's been given, and he should absolutely be thankful for those opportunities because it's year 5, and now you've got a coach questioning effort and an NBA dignitary. Like, honestly, like, the JK side of it is one thing. The other side to this that really stinks is a multi-time championship coach has somehow got a portion of the fan base thinking he's a jerk, thinking that he is stupid, thinking that he should be fired. Look, if you think that, you think that. But people with 4 rings usually don't kind of get treated that way because I don't think that this is as personal as everyone has liked to have made it. JK's been given opportunities, and he has not done what he needed to do with those opportunities. The more modern opinion. I get what you're saying for 5 years ago.
Right, but you can also say that the opportunities he was given was not as much of a leash as other players have gotten, and part of that is because of what happened in 2022 when they won the title. So you continued to be a team in a title window because you went out and you won the damn title when he was a rookie. So because of that, it changed, I think, a lot of their approach. And, you know, Steve Kerr might not be good at developing young players. That might be something he's not good at. He's not a perfect coach. No coach is perfect. One thing he's been able to do is take a good veteran group and a number of different veteran groups and win. And young players have played here and developed. Kevon Looney is one. And I don't know about Pods. He's in year 3. We're going to find out how much better
jury out
he'll get. And also, I do think that Pods is the 19th pick in his draft. It's not the same as being the number 7 overall pick. So I do think that you have to put them in different buckets, but it's possible that Steve Kerr and his staff just aren't good at developing young players.
Maybe, maybe. I don't necessarily really see it that way because we've actually, when you're in a dynasty, you get very, very few chances to bring a blue chipper, a supposed blue chipper, into your system. How many top 10 picks has Steve Kerr had as a Warriors head coach?
I believe
Wiseman,
two.
Kuminga?
Yep.
Thanks for your list.
That's about right.
And James Wiseman has already proven that that was not a development issue. Isn't that good?
Yeah, that was a misappropriation sensation is what that was. Yep.
And if Jonathan goes somewhere else and he's amazing, if that happens, then Steve Kerr and the Warriors will rightfully get egg on their face. But if he goes somewhere else and is not good, then what do you say?
Well, I think that development is a two-way street also, where
100%.
Like Kuminga, he probably needed more on-court playing time to fully develop, but he also needed to be in the lab and get better to where he forced his way into spots where he would get more minutes. It's a little chicken and the egg. I also think it's a two-way street where you as the individual player have to get better. He's gotten better, but clearly it hasn't gotten to the spot where now in year five, he got the bag. You've got an old team that's kind of been injured a fair amount early, and yet the coach still doesn't feel like you should be out there. And by the way, in that game where you DNP'd, you won the game.
They won the game by a lot.
With a lacrosse guy,
right,
a 25-year-old seven-footer, and a guy who was picked in the 50s.
Blew someone out.
Right.
On the road. And by the way, for all of the Steve Kerr doesn't develop players, wasn't Jordan Poole's, not only did he develop, wasn't his best basketball as a Warrior? If you can't develop young players, then why does Jordan Poole make over $100 million? And why is he sucking in other cities?
Yeah. I mean, so, has he even played this year? I know he's been hurt.
He has, but not even half the games. Not even half the games. And I know he's with two bad organizations. I get it, but that's kind of my point. Like, if he's not succeeding elsewhere, then you have to give the Warriors entire, because it's not just Steve, their entire development program has to get some sort of a nod for that. He went from the 27th pick and a G Leaguer to having pool parties named after him, averaging 20 a night, helping win a championship, then leaving and not having an effect anymore.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Can't have it both ways, can you? Drew in Sunnyvale next. Hi, Drew. What's up? Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I know this video came out when you guys were probably on the air, but do you guys know a channel called B-Ball Breakdown? Have you heard of that YouTube channel?
No, I have not. Grandy is nodding yes, but no, I've not watched it.
Okay. Well, he usually does breakdowns on actual basketball, but sometimes he goes into a couple of other things, and this is one of those times. He did a video on what might have happened to JK on the bench during the fourth quarter in Cleveland. And basically what he goes into is that JK was basically pouting in the corner and not being part of the team huddle, and having a long conversation with Draymond Green, who was obviously in street clothes. He didn't play. And then during the last minutes of the fourth quarter, he's not on the bench. He is in the tunnel, and he only comes out for the last couple of seconds when Gui Santos is starting shooting those free throws that eventually wins the game. So what he thinks is that the Chicago game was a sort of suspension, a silent suspension for doing that. And I think this brings up the bigger point, which is that some people have said that JK has been on his best behavior during this time. I sort of beg to differ. Like, when you go to the media twice with stories that like your head coach is not like taking full advantage of you and your ability when you haven't shown that on the court, and then when you do stuff like that on the bench, like, yeah, he has done a couple of things that have rubbed the organization the wrong way. And like, Steve Kerr has every right to like not give in to that and not play, especially when the team is winning without you. So, I mean, that's where I stand with JK. I think I mean, his on-court play is one thing, but it's not like he's completely innocent off the court. He has had his share of bad behavior, and I think, you know, I think his time with the Warriors has come to an end because of that, you know? So, I mean, so that's where I stand.
Yeah, interesting, Drew. Thank you. And by the way, I have not watched that whole breakdown.
I'm just looking at it right now.
I'll go find it tonight. Yeah. It's
35 seconds of, bench shots, and he's not there, and then he comes back, and he's not there.
I mean, maybe there's some smoke to it. Maybe there is. Here's my thought. I don't know if the Warriors were punishing Jonathan on Sunday or not, but if he was pouting, my God, dude, you were 1-for-10. You were 1-for-10 in the game. What right would you have to pout? Like, just that stat alone. You're in a close game on the road. Why would you be mad if you get benched when you're 1-for-10?
Maybe he was in the tunnel working on the ha-ha. Getting some shots up. There's a nerf hoop back
there. That'd be fine. I got no issue with what you need to do to get ready. But if you're not in the get-ready crew...
Right.
You were 1-for-10.
Yeah. And
that's like, you don't, right?
Well, you don't do that too, because if something were to happen to Gee, who was out there cooking, and, you know, all of a sudden you might need to get popped back in the game. And I'm looking at the box score here. He played 2.5 minutes in that fourth quarter, and then he came out, and then he wasn't seen on the bench. And that becomes a problem.
How many total minutes for the game?
For the quarter, it was 233. Right, for the game, 21.5.
21.5.
7 rebounds, which is what you've asked him to do.
That's great.
But his agent told us if you play him, he'll rebound now.
Oh, boy, ain't that comment coming true.
And, I mean, he played 21 minutes. He grabbed 7 rebounds, 6 on the defensive side, 3 assists.
Okay.
A turn.
And 1-for-10.
I mean, sometimes it's a make or miss league.
I get it, but like, I think anybody who's cold shooting, I'm not mad at you, but like, you can't be mad if the coach is like, you're not in the finishing lineup.
Yeah, like, and it was more than 10. The finishing lineup. You played 2.5 minutes, and then Gee played the final 9:27. So it was Gee for JK, and that's the way that went. And Gee was a -7. Kuminga was a +2.
Okay. Plus or minus.
I mean, come on, Kerr, do you even care about winning?
Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy
Butler. I got my own complaint.
Yeah, I bet. The Brown, the Town, Warrior jerseys. This is the last key word, y'all. If you want to win, give yourself one more shot. Text the word Reggie to 20357. Text the word Reggie to 20357. This is your last chance to text in and give yourself a shot at one of those three jerseys. And thank you, each and every one of you, for participating in this all week long. Good luck to each and every one of you. I do not have information in front of me into how this is going to be selected. I think we'll probably just look through all the numbers and decide which of you that we like the best.
Nah,
no, I'm kidding.
So reckless with the contest rules. No, and you know what triggers me.
I know. I'm kidding. I am curious. Do we know when will people find out? Do we know?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. I'm going to try to find out if we know at least when.
I see the entries, I'll take a look.
Okay. All right. So anyway, good luck. That's the last keyword. Text Reggie to 20357. Hey, looky who. It's BPA, everybody. What up, BPA?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Brian, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I think the thing is, he's not a very good basketball player, right? Like, if you want to assess it by the numbers, is he a good 2-point shooter? No. Is he a good 3-point shooter? No. Is he a good ball handler? No. He's an okay defender when he's engaged, which isn't all the time. He's an average rebounder for his size and position. So, like, there's not, you know, like, he's just not a very good player, right? Like, it's pretty simple stuff. Like, why is, you know, and I would say the, you know, Lakers drafting of lottery players and the players he falls in love with is the culprit, in my opinion. Why James Wiseman's out of the league, right? Has there ever been a player that was on the Warriors that escaped the Warriors to become gangbuster some other place? Not one time, in my estimation, except Ryan Rollins, maybe.
Rollins is the one who's threatening right now.
I don't think you can blame.
No.
You can't blame. Ryan Rollins was like, you know, he was not a legitimate guy at that point. And by the way, that he went down to the G League and he made himself a player. He earned it, right? And like Kuminga just doesn't seem to think he needs to earn it. And, you know, you having a stretch of five games and playing well and then taking 10 or 15 games off, that's not the real deal at this level. So that's my take. He's just not a very good player. And his fans need to stop blaming Kerr or moving the goalpost or doing whatever else. You lost. It's a stone cold L for his stands. You guys need to stop. It's pathetic. All right, have a nice night.
Okay, BPA, thanks.
Hi, I'm Brian.
I'm actually not ready to go all the way to he's just not a good player, because I think that, you know, you could pick all the things where maybe he struggles a little bit. There's some athleticism, obviously. There are times where Jonathan Kuminga has done some very good things on the court for the Warriors. I don't think his story is fully written. My issue is in the approach of all of this. That's my issue. Because I think that I can fairly accuse Jonathan of being so aspirational to be a star that it has potentially made him unwilling to be really good at what he could be really good at now. And that's what Steve is saying right here, in my opinion, when he answers your question and says, yeah, I don't really know if he can be part of the Stay Ready crew. You need to be part of the Stay Ready crew.
And if you're going to be part of the Stay Ready crew, you can't be in the tunnel.
Right. And you need to give max effort. And your effort with that athleticism will bring something positive to the floor every time. But if you won't bring it, then it doesn't. And now you've X'd yourself out of a coach even being in a position to cape up for you. There's nothing a coach can do if you won't give effort.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Steve Kerr, Newt Rockne, Dan Dibley. Mm. It doesn't matter. Adam Sandler on Netflix. Any coach you want, it can't do a damn thing if you won't try, like your teammates.
Yeah, especially in that spot where you're trying to pull one off against Cleveland. You don't have Steph. You don't have Jimmy. You don't have Draymond. It's basically QP and the Stay Ready crew. That was your team, you know? BP, QP, and the Stay Readies.
Yeah.
Sounds like an old 70s R&B tops. Group,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Totally. And the Stay Readies, they were ready, and like GP2, totally. 10 minutes. Gee played 9.5, and the Stay Ready players, they came out there and they got the damn thing done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so he's in the tunnel. They rally with the Stay Ready crew, and I'm sure after the game, Steve Kerr was thinking, the staff is thinking, like, JK, we took you out and you disappeared.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, not only did you not stay ready, but Draymond had to talk to you to try to coax you back.
I don't know if Sunday was some sort of a punishment for Saturday. You know, some will look at Friday and be like, let's see if he's back in the rotation at all. But I would also say this, if the Warriors feel that strongly that like he was pouting and that a punishment was needed, is one game enough? I don't even know if that's enough. Like, you know, you're getting back to potential full strength on Friday night. Like, Stephen
right.
Draymond might be back.
That's right. And, you know, Al Horford won't be probably with the sciatica, but you hope that, you know, you have Jimmy. And so we talked about this earlier in the week. You start to think about minutes and who gets them and who doesn't. If you're a guy who played 2.5 minutes in the fourth and then disappeared in the tunnel, you're not going to be in that rotation in the next game, I don't think.
Steve Kerr hesitates to say that Jonathan can be in the Stay Ready crew. Steve Kerr answers Dan Dibley's question, is this effort and want to related? Yeah, for sure, was Steve's answer. How does that make you feel, Warrior fans, with this entire conversation that's been so ongoing? 888-957-9570, the number. Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. We're also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There you go.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
We had good Cosell laughter today.
We did, yeah.
A lot of it. A lot of it. He told a story. Told a story when someone broke or displaced his ribs.
Yeah.
And I was thinking he was going back to high school or college.
Me too.
He was talking about that damn 35-year-old rec league.
Yeah, and then he had to he had to hang him up.
Yeah, you better check yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to rec league yourself.
I mean, I hold my breath every time Guru tells a story about going out there at his age.
It's insanity.
Basketball is
shut up!
A dangerous little game now, Goo.
No, I mean, if you want to play, do it. But, like, good.
The world would be my lab.
I remember playing, I can't remember if I had turned 40 yet, but I was doing the same thing, night or two a week after work, head down to the local gym, bunch of other dudes that, you know, yep, way too much and all this stuff, posting each other up and boxing out and everything and acting like their high school days are still here. And you're just like, I came home limping. I snapped something. I don't even know what the hell, you know, something in my foot or whatever. And it was brutal. Like, I couldn't walk for, like, you know, a few weeks. And I remember telling you, and I've told Guru this story. A buddy of mine who's an orthopedic surgeon, it's just like, what are you doing? He goes, my entire office is just a line of people our age,
yep,
still trying to play basketball. And Guru is a good solid years north of how old
exactly
I was at that time.
I was 32, so. Tore my ACL on tax day, hadn't done my taxes.
Good day.
Came back about 4 years later and tore my labrum and my shoulder, both playing basketball and career over.
Scene.
Yeah.
Woo.
Stupid game.
Kickoff show Sunday. Niners host the Titans. Loneal, Evan Giddings, 11 a.m., Laughing Monk, Sunnyvale. Early games on. Food, yes. Drinks, you better believe it. Games in the parking lot, got to see it. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So you got to be there. And then, of course, that free shuttle that'll take you right over to the game. You do need to sign up. 957thegame.com, first come, first serve, and that thing does fill up, so get over there right now.
And that thing is a party, and
dude,
we had fun when we were down there.
Yeah.
And this Sunday, we got an Octobox at 10 a.m. 8 games.
Yeah!
Octobox, so get there early, get a seat, get some breakfast, enjoy your Octobox, get on the shuttle.
It's Uncle Scott from Sundays.
I love that.
This is just the best. All right. Back to the phones, 888-957-9570, Paul in Oakland. Hi, Paul. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the show. Can you hear me all right?
Got you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for the show. Appreciate y'all. I love oxtails from a few callers back.
That was
pretty funny.
Let's see. Point number one, I have the Stay Ready players on vinyl. I've been had that, so it's already in my collection. Point number two. Kuminga was never Kerr's pick, okay?
Yep.
And it shows. And there's culpability on both sides. You know, absolutely culpability on both sides. Point number three, if you want a player to become your third leading scorer, you have to play him. And so if we take a look, what are Kuminga's minutes per game, average minutes per game, per season, for all of his seasons? Has it been enough for him to grow effectively, efficiently? All right. And then last point, Steve Kerr is NBA royalty. Everyone says how smart he is. I agree. And I also think he's too smart to let a player tarnish his legacy. Steve Kerr's a legacy guy. So a good coach can design a player's demise if necessary to kind of clear the fray and get any tarnish off of their shine.
That's an interesting one there at the end, Paul. Yeah, Paul, thank you. Appreciate it. That's a fun call.
I think his legacy is pretty much intact.
I also don't think he's a legacy guy. I think of
Steve. He doesn't even know where his championship rings are.
Right. Great point. Thank you. It's behind the cumin, as it turns out.
Right.
Those of you who heard the interview yesterday know what we're talking about. I don't think Steve Kerr gives a rip what anybody thinks about him. Steve Kerr is as comfortable in his own skin as anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
Right.
So this idea that he's going out of his way to mess with JK's career, he's also like, I know nobody maybe wants to hear this. Steve Kerr is a very kind human being. He is not going to railroad a young man's career because he wants you to think nice things about him. That is just so not Steve Kerr. And Paul said one other thing. You need this amount of development if you want him to be your third scorer. I don't know that the Warriors ever said that. Like, that's a chicken or the egg thing for me. Like, you have to become that. I don't think the Warriors care who their third scorer is. If he shows that he can do that, then they will put him on that path. If they don't feel like he's showing that he can do that, then they're going to try to go do something else.
And when he has shown that he's doing that and doing the things that they expect of him, he plays. He plays a bunch. Yep. And that was last year. He played a ton of minutes. He played a lot of 30-minute nights, and then he got hurt. Jimmy joined the team, and things went a little sideways. And this year's a microcosm of his whole career. It was good. He was out, and then it was bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Kev in Pleasanton is next. Hey, Kev, what's up?
Hey, guys. Listen, so, no, Steve Kerr doesn't care. Steve Kerr is a diva. He's not worried about his legacy or anything like that. Steve's royalty, and that's it, hands down. But it's also kind of to the detriment. Again, this is the same coach that sat Jason Tatum. So Steve doesn't care. Steve's going to do what Steve's going to do.
Yep.
Good and bad, right? Willard, you are an excellent interviewer because at times I know you wanted to say something else, but you said it very eloquently and got the information out of Kerr that he probably didn't want to talk about at different interviews at different times of the year last year. So I do want to say this, though. A coach, however they feel, this has nothing to do with basketball. A coach can hide a player. A coach can show a player's strengths and also show a player's weaknesses. Pajemski, or Pods, I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong. Pods, I can make Pods look like the worst player in the NBA if I wanted to, if I was coaching. Or I can make him look like one of the top players. It's just how the positions you put him in. When Kuminga stepped in for Draymond, when Draymond hit pool, Kuminga was a stud. He played a different position. He played low in the block, turn around, face up. That's his jam. That was his sweet spot. He's not a three-point. Another caller mentioned that. He's not a three-point shooter.
Kev, do you think that right? He thinks that? Like, do you think that Jonathan agrees with you that he should be down on the block and posting people up and moving in that way?
Excellent. Thank you for asking me that. What happens is at the end of the year, you have a sit down with your coach, Willard.
Yep.
Steve told him to go work on his threes. Now, again, Kev, I'm the guy that has a son coaching college ball, coach U.S. Olympic team. My mom played pro ball. So I'm giving you from like a coaching standpoint. So Steve Kerr told Kuminga what he needed to work on. And unfortunately, he came back showing him all his handles and working on his threes because that's what Kerr wants.
Do we know that? Kev, did he say that?
I'm sorry?
Do we know that Steve Kerr told him that? Like, did he say that publicly?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
because
yes,
what I always hear is that the Warriors are interested in Jonathan playing in the dunker spot.
No, Willard, you've never heard that.
Of course I have. Like Jimmy Butler has directly said
watch
this publicly.
Watch the games. He's on the outside.
I know, because he won't do it. He doesn't want to be there. That's my question, and I'm not saying I know, but I've got questions about whether or not Jonathan wants to be the player that you're describing, because I don't think Jonathan thinks that that is the path to stardom.
So, again, that's your opinion, right?
Well, it's just a question.
Well, so what I'm saying is because the other caller mentioned it, coming from another country, didn't play college basketball, development was a little different, right? So it was like you do one thing good, which was he was in the block. That's what he could do good.
Yep.
But he's trying to appease his coach. The coach has a sit down and tells you what I want you to work on. And everybody talked about it, Jonathan's training. He was in some of my friends' gyms, bro. It was working on his threes. The coach told him to do that.
Yeah, see,
He came back shooting threes.
You can be, and Kev, thanks. I'd love to, we got to run. I'd love to debate this further with you at some point. I think the idea that Jonathan is totally dedicated to appeasing Steve Kerr is an interesting thought. I don't think Steve and the Warriors agree with that. They've been asking Jonathan to do things and play a certain way for 3 years, and clearly they're having a discord there. So I don't know that Jonathan's fully on board with all that. But you could be right, because I'm not in those meetings. I don't know what was said.
And it's also interesting because the role that Kuminga's best at is taken by Jimmy Butler. Like, yep, that's what Jimmy does best. So I could see them wanting JK to go out there and expand his game into other areas.
I don't even need to ask Randy what's coming up next. I'm going to ask you what's coming up next.
Is it, hello, fellas.
You're dang right.
Yeah.
Dance. That's right. Here comes Kevin Dana.
Gucci.
And Gary St. Jean. Because it's Warriors Roundtable time. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you for all the engagement. That was a fun show. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
I do.
But get your pick ready.
Pick is in.
And work on your material, too, okay? All right. For Dibs, for Gandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.